All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and yeah, it's a little late, but we're doing Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and I'm going to do about 30 minutes of this one, and that's it for tonight. We'll probably do some more, because I've got comics to do for the comics channel, and that'll, of course, be... I mean, it shouldn't be that long. I got 3 issues to read of that, and then after that, I can go ahead and do another hour of this, and then 2 hours of Race of Life to finish it all off. Sorry. 1 hour of Race of Life to finish it all off. I'm not doing 2. I won't have enough time for that. But all right, guys, let's go ahead and get started. So far, it doesn't seem too bad. Just a few comments, and it sounds like your boss paying attention to you is pretty good. That was the morning. It was later that things got interesting. Because you're right, things had gone okay, all things considered. I thought I'd gotten away with it. I spent most of the day in my office just getting on with things. I was feeling pretty good about myself, and then the front desk called up and told me the client I was supposed to be meeting had arrived. I had completely forgotten that I was supposed to be meeting a client. I dashed down to meet him. By the time I'd got there, I was a bit flustered. He was super handsome, which didn't help. He was giving me the receptionist hall. Hell, sorry. She wasn't standing for it, which made me feel bolder. The guy I was meeting was kind of good looking, but he was pretty arrogant. He looked me up and down, blatantly checking me out. He didn't look at my face when he spoke to me and honestly was really quite rude. He assumed I was a secretary. I couldn't really blame him in that outfit. Then he said to me, "I don't appreciate being kept waiting. It's clear your boss hired you for your looks." I was furious, but I was pretty proud of myself when I didn't let it get to me. "Oh dear, I think you're mistaken. Your meeting was with me." I decided to charm him with a sweet smile. I touched his arm. Such a silly, girly gesture, but it worked. He apologized barely, but his attitude shifted once he realized who I was. He became very friendly after that, I bet he did. Honestly, he was the most outrageous flirt. I have to admit, I kind of flirted back a bit. I don't think I've ever seen you flirt. Hey, your landlady can turn it on when she wants to. I was definitely turning that guy on. I hate that I find guys like him attractive. That arrogance was annoying, but it suited him. If we'd been at a bar, who knows what would have happened? As I said, he was handsome, but I also realized that this guy could totally be led around by his dick. Wow. I'm sorry, sweetie, you don't need to hear this. I forgot who I was talking to for a moment. It's okay, I'm not a kid. I understand how it is. I think it was a great idea to disarm him with your charm. Thank you, sweetie. Although it was less my charm and more by boobs. You are right. I'll try to be a little less crass, though. Seriously, I don't mind. I hope he's okay with this. It feels good to share it with someone. It's the wine. It brings out the bad girl in me. Always did. That's why I only drank in moderation for the last few years. I didn't want to get myself into trouble. Anyway, there isn't much more to say. Honestly, I think he was too interested in trying to seduce me rather than make a good deal. There's no way I wasn't going to take advantage of that. I had him in the palm of my hand by the end. He was agreeing to everything, but I don't think he was listening. He still barely looked me in the eye, but I found that I was pushing my chest out to give him a better look. The more I did that, the less he argued on terms of the contract. He was undressing me with his eyes. I let him do it. Every second he stared, I just made the contract a little more outrageous in our favor. He just stared and nodded, hypnotized by my new boobies. I don't think he knew what he was signing at the end. I took him for a ride. I thought I had gotten away without incident. I was showing him out of the office, making polite chit-chat. Then he reached around and gave my bottom a firm squeeze. Really? As bold as you like. I was shocked. I should have said something because I was so surprised I just yelped and giggled because I didn't know what to say. God damn, but I liked it. I haven't had that much attention recently. It felt good to be touched in that way. I must have seemed like such a dick. It was so embarrassing. I'm so torn. I hate that the guy was drooling all over her, but I love the fact that she owned it. Damn it, I need her to act more like that with me. Look at him. He's totally enthralled by that story. Then Mr. Peterson called me in and he congratulated me on the contract. He told me that he had heard that the client was very impressed with me. I bet he was. I know, right? Then I had to do all the finalizing of the details, which is why I was so late. I'm confused. This doesn't sound so bad. If anything, it sounds positive. I know, that's almost the problem. I've always taken my professional image very seriously. I wanted to make progress on my merits rather than on my looks, but my career feels like it's been stagnant recently. I turn up looking sexy, and suddenly things start taking off the very same day. I don't know what to do about it. Do I really want to use my body to progress? Use my new tits to distract men and get attention? If she's getting something out of it, I don't see the issue. Have you considered that it might be more than just the outfit and the boobs? What do you mean? I talked about acting confident. Maybe the outfit just forced you to act in a more outgoing way. People might have been responding to that. Maybe not the guy in the afternoon so much, but even then you felt good manipulating him. I hadn't thought about it that way. Still, I'm not sure I can bring myself to wear that outfit again. But maybe you should think about spicing up your dress sense a bit. It might make you feel more bold and daring. I have a great view of her chest from here, and having her head in my lap is giving me naughty thoughts. That outfit was a step too far, but he's not wrong. I was being more outgoing to cover for my nerves. You know, I think you might be on to something. You are so smart and thoughtful. Insightful, rather, guys. I know it's selfish, but I'm glad I have you home. I get you all to myself. She is so tactile when she is drunk. I'm getting an erection. Well, I bet you are, sir. I don't know. It's easy saying it, but doing it is so much harder. Will you help me? You've been so encouraging lately. I need you to push me a bit. Help me break out of my shell a little. Yeah, sure, whatever you need. She's basically asking me to make her sexier. I'm so fucking horny right now. Have you got something hard in your pocket? Something is poking me in the head. Sorry, I have a multi-tool in there. I bet you do. If you're uncomfortable, I can move. No, I'm too comfy. I'll put up with it. Well, I tried to get out of it. For a moment here, I thought, no, he wouldn't. Not with me lying on his lap like this. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. I'm so lucky to have you. No problem. Always here if you need to talk. So, how was your day? Did you get much work done after fixing your computer? Yeah, I managed to catch up on some commissions. Nothing too exciting, though. That's good. I'm glad you're staying busy. Me too. It helps keep my mind off things. Is that... No, it couldn't be. But it feels like... Oh god, she has to realize what that is by now, but she's not moving. I don't want to make things awkward by leaping up. It's just my multi-tool, like I told you. I need to make some normal conversation. You know, got a screwdriver and a knife and a fork. You know, I've been thinking about redecorating the living room. What do you think about a new color scheme? Sure, whatever you want would look great. It's definitely, oh my, I should move, but this is so wrong, but it feels amazing having her head there. Maybe we could go look at some paint swatches this weekend. Make a day of it. Man, there's nothing else in the world I want to do than spend hours looking at fucking paint. Just gonna be real with you, folks. Let's make a day of looking at paint swatches. Do they have guns in the area next door? Because I may want to buy one. You know, just in case. Not going to say what I'll do with it, but... Sounds fun. We could grab lunch, too. Okay, so lunch spruces it up a little bit. At least we won't be looking at paint for, you know, 5 hours.
5 hours later. I never want to see paint again in my life.
I can feel it twitching. This is so inappropriate, but oddly thrilling. Is she rubbing her head against it slightly? No, I must be imagining things. What am I doing? I need to go. Well, it's getting late. I should probably head to bed. Yeah, good idea. Busy day tomorrow. Good night, sweetie. Thanks for listening. Anytime. Sleep well. I can't believe I let that go on so long. What's gotten into me? Holy shit, that actually happened. I need a cold shower. That was so embarrassing. Kind of amusing, though. I thought I was gonna be mad at him for quitting his degree. But now he's back, I realize that I was a bit lonely. And he's looking after me. It just makes things feel easier. Ugh, I kinda liked who I was today. If only I could do it without cheapening myself. Still, it felt empowering being sexy like that at work. Everyone was so shocked, and even Grin seemed to enjoy it. It was so embarrassing at first listening to Grin that honestly. I have to remind myself that he's an adult now. If I had any doubts about that, I felt the evidence against my head. I didn't used to be so shy. Maybe that was because I was young and felt invincible. I remember I used to party a lot. His dad was always so kinky, I think. Things still aren't clear from back then. I'm all worked up now. Alcohol always did make me horny. Fairly drunk since his dad died all those years ago now. Grim doesn't need looking after anymore. I could probably enjoy a drink from time to time. These new boobs were supposed to be about a new me, and new me likes an occasional drink. My fingers feel so good. Today was so stimulating. Ever since I got my boobs done, I've been worked up. It's like people have never desired me until now. I know that's not true. I've seen people check me out, but it doesn't mean anything to me then. It didn't mean anything to me then. I was so switched off to being desirable, but now... When was the last time I touched myself like this? It's been so long, I don't remember. I remember what I would do that's almost daily apart from nights with him. His was the last one to go inside me. So many years ago. How many times have I come since then? It's too depressing to count. I could have one now. It would be okay if I did this from time to time, wouldn't it? Yes, that's what I want. I want to come more often like I used to. I'm gonna enjoy my fingers when the mood takes me, and maybe I can let someone else touch me. It's building. I need a fantasy. Something from my past, maybe. It's been so long, I can hardly remember what it was like. It doesn't matter. I just need to touch. She grinds her fingers into her aching slit, teasing out the orgasm that her body craves. Ugh, I feel it. Yes, it's coming. Ugh, gosh. Just a little one. No, I'm not done. I want more! Suddenly, a person comes into her mind. Grim. He had an erection. While my head was right there, I should have moved when I realized, but I was too curious. I wonder what it was that he liked. Maybe it was how I looked and acted. Did he like his landlady looking like a slut? Using my body to get what I want? Coming. So good. Much better than the first one. That was nice. Goodness, why did I imagine Grim when I came? This is so perverted. I suppose you can't control what you think. You are coming. I suppose you can't control what you think when you are coming, though. And it made me come hard, thinking about him. I guess new me liked all the attention I got today. Also, Grim is more attentive, and I'm finding I rather like it. I know I shouldn't encourage him, but it makes me feel good. When I can afford it, I'm gonna get myself something more exciting for work. Meanwhile, did I do the right thing moving back here? I mean, sure, all the stuff with my landlady getting breast implants is sexy as fuck, but that would have happened whether I was here or not. I was always a bit obsessed with her, but it's bordering on an addiction. I can't stop thinking about her. I need to try and put her out of my mind. I was so far into that degree. Do I really think I can make it on my own? Right now, I wouldn't even be able to live if I had to pay rent. Come on, snap out of it. I've not been gone for long. The numbers are going up, slowly. What fans I have seem to like my stuff. I'm just feeling sorry for myself. Maybe I'm a bit lonely too. Moving back killed my social life. Apart from Theo, but he has his own stuff to do. Let's face it, I'm horny too. I wanna get laid! Well, you know, Yelling about it doesn't make it happen. Fuck. Maybe I should call Scarlett. I know we've had our problems, but we got on a lot of the time. It was nothing to do with her looks. Hell, guys were jealous of me for going out with her. I wonder if she has put anything new on her Photogram account. Click the phone icon to access apps. Let me know what you think of me, I'm reading it as it says, guys. Let me know what you think of my new character for a comic I'm working on. It's okay. I'm pretty much a stickler for comic art, but yeah, it's whatever. Ooh. For some reason, nobody can make eye contact with me when I wear this top. I wonder why. I DM'd you a picture. Please reply. Oh, no, not that. Not too bad. A fun concept I am playing with. I felt like going out dancing tonight. See you at the club. What is this? Thanks for the commission. Pleased with how this turned out. Yeah, I mean, not my thing, but, you know. I like that one. I was making this to say thanks, but we already blew straight past it. You guys are the best. Best friends forever. My latest commission. A little WIP for a client. I'm not big in the FUTA, but I know some people are. It's not my thing, guys. Just, you know. Everybody has their thing. It's not my thing. Oh, I like this one. Her subscribe on. I feel like I looked good today. God, I'd love to live in a place like this. My friend's doggy is just the sweetest. It's been too long since I went on holiday. Here's a picture of where I'd love to be right now. Obviously, this is a European-type game. European or UK, something like that, because they're talking about going on holiday. We say vacation. I should say to my boss, I want to go on holiday, see what they would even say. That'd be interesting. See how they would change. What do you mean, holiday? Nothing new. Not sure if that's good or bad. As much as I want to check her out, at least she isn't posting with a new guy. And she hasn't blocked me. Looks like I'll have to go back to what I had saved. Man, look at those tits. Look at those boobs, you know, like the meme. They did feel incredible, and she always liked me playing with them. If only she hadn't gotten so lazy about the relationship. I mean, that happens sometimes. People fall in and out of love, and, you know, I think it has a lot to do with dopamine, really. I think it has a lot to do with dopamine, serotonin, all the hormones in the brain. When you just don't get the butterflies, that's what I was looking for. Butterflies for somebody anymore. You don't feel that. I mean, the brain's just telling you, hey, it ain't working. It's pretty crazy how the brain works. She just wanted to lounge around at home in a baggy t-shirt. She still looked good. It's no good. If I don't take care of this horniness, I'm gonna end up doing something dumb like messaging her. It's times like this I need my prize position. The one time she let me film us doing it. What are you doing? Filming you. If sucking my cock is a big thing, then I want to capture the event. What? No, Grim! Come on, Scarlett, it's only for me to enjoy when you aren't around. And you look so sexy right now. I do? Like you wouldn't believe. Fine. If it's just for you, it could be for us. We could watch it together. Grim, don't be gross. Why would I want to watch myself do that? so you can see how sexy you look. Shut up, I'm already letting you do it. Just this once though, it's serious. Whatever you say. Oh yeah, that's it, Scarlett. You're doing great. Is the camera still on? Of course, I want to capture every moment of this. Okay, keep going, you look so hot. I can't believe I'm letting you film this. You love it though, don't you? I bet you're getting turned on. No, I'm just doing this for you. Sure, sure. God, your mouth feels amazing. It's perfect. You're so talented with that tongue. She was okay, but I wanted to encourage her. Honestly, though, it was one of the best times she ever did it. Stop it. You're embarrassing me. Why? You should be proud. Not everyone can suck cock this well. Grim, don't say things like that when you're filming. Sorry, I can't help it. You're driving me wild. Keep going, baby. You're incredible. The phone is kind of distracting. Just ignore it. Focus on what you're doing. I'm trying, it's just, it makes me feel funny. I'm not sure I can keep going. Okay, okay. Can we do it doggy style today? Grim, I already played with your cock. Can we just do it normally? Yeah, I suppose. Can I keep filming? I guess I don't mind this time. Rustling. This is so embarrassing. She does have nice tits, though. Don't be embarrassed. You look incredible. I do? You ready? I guess so. Just be gentle, okay? Of course. I'll go slow. That feels good. You like that? Yes. Oh, God. You're recording me. Oh, it feels so good. Maybe. Maybe being filmed isn't so bad. See? I told you you'd like it. You look so sexy right now. Really? Do I look good on camera? You look incredible, like a movie star. That makes me feel excited. Yeah, you like knowing you're being recorded? I think I do. It's kind of thrilling. That's it, baby. Show the camera how good it feels. Like this? Oh God, it feels amazing. Perfect. Moan louder for me. Ah, yes. Go Grim, it's so good. That's it. Tell me how much you love it. I love it. I love your cock inside me. And how does it feel being filmed? It's exciting. I feel so naughty and sexy. You are sexy. The sexiest girl I've ever seen. Oh God, keep going. Don't stop filming. I won't. I want to capture every second of this. Yes, I want to watch it later. I want to see how good I look. You want to watch yourself get fucked? Yes, oh God, yes. I can't believe I'm saying this, but yes! That's so hot. You're driving me crazy. Harder. Fuck me harder. I want to look good for the camera. Like this? Yes. Oh God, yes. Just like that. Don't stop. You're such a good little porn star. I am. I'm your porn star. Say it again. Tell the camera. I'm Grim's porn star. It feels amazing. I'm getting so close. Me too. You're so fucking hot like this. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm almost there. Come for me, Scarlett. Come for the camera. Yes. Yes, I'm coming. Oh God, I'm coming. Fuck, that's hot. I'm gonna pull out. Do it! Come on me! I want to see it on camera! Here it comes! Oh, fuck! Yes! Cover me! Let the camera see it all! Holy shit! That was incredible! Let me just get a shot of all that cum! Okay, maybe we turn the camera off now? One sec, this is too good a shot to miss. Grim, I'm serious. Turn it off. Okay, okay. Can you pass me a towel? Ugh, damn, I needed that. That was a good day. One of the best sessions we ever had. I was just lucky to catch it on camera. She was grumpy as hell afterwards. I thought things were on the up when we filmed this, but that was around the time she started getting lazy. I could have probably have coped if it was just a slouching around, but she got lazy about sex, too. We still did it, but she never went on top or any other position, really. She would see just a starfish, right? Yeah. She would see anything other than missionary as a treat, make me feel like I should be more grateful when she would do anything more than the basics. Yeah. Well, nothing like some post-nut clarity to clear the mind. I may be feeling desperate, but I'll take no sex over boring sex. Amen to that. Come on, Grim, pull yourself together. Let's channel that frustration into drawing something really filthy. That weekend. Oh, nice to sleep in occasionally. Yeah. Thank heavens the rest of the week wasn't as eventful. I still can't get over going into the office like that, even if it was quite fun. I should probably do some gardening. You know what? Forget it. I haven't sunbathed in ages. I'm gonna make myself a drink and enjoy some sun. Now, what to wear? My old swimsuit won't fit me. Thank goodness there was the one that Lucia gave me. It's just the two of us here. It's a good chance to try out something different. Let's do it. Gosh, it's very revealing. It's a little bit arousing to see myself wearing something like this. Should I really be drinking so early? I guess it isn't that early after that late start. Come on, Sue, just go for it. As long as I'm not silly with it, I think I'll start drinking alcohol again. Besides, I feel a little on edge thinking that Grim is going to see me in this. Get a strong drink in yourself, Sue, and you won't care as much anyway. Whoa! Holy shit, look at her! I can't believe she's wearing that. And it's bright pink, I love it. She looks incredible. Say something so you aren't just creeping on me. Hi. What are you up to? Hi, sweetie. I'm just planning on relaxing. Things have felt a little stressful lately. I'm having some me time with a little drink and doing some sunbathing. Sounds good. That bikini looks great on you. Really? Yeah, the color really suits you and it fits you perfectly. Why does it make me so happy to hear him say that? I was worried it was a little much, but I'm trying to be more daring. Do you think it suits me? Her tits encased in bright pink. What a glorious day. Really, you look amazing. I love being complimented. You don't think it's too young for me? Not at all. It suits you perfectly. You look young anyway. Well done, just what I wanted to hear. His eyes are popping out of his head. Maybe I'll tease him for a giggle. Sweetie, I don't suppose you would do some yard work for me. I know I should do it, but I really feel like I need to relax. Sure thing. I needed an excuse to hang around her. This is perfect. He boys are so easy to manipulate. What am I thinking? That's Grim. I really need to calm down. My thoughts are getting out of hand. I can't believe how good she looks. She could be doing an adult photo shoot in there. I wish she would wear it somewhere public so I could show her off. Guys would be getting boners all over the place looking at her and me with envy. I could even get her to flirt with some guys. I bet she could get some guy to pay to take her home looking like that. That'd be so fucking hot. Fuck, I need to focus on what I'm doing. I can't stop looking at her. Grim is so distracted by me. Surely he doesn't find me that attractive, does he? I suppose it has just been the two of us for a long time. Maybe he feels like he's the man of the house. I suppose it's possible he might have gotten some Oedipal tendencies. It's cute how flustered he is. I haven't had this much impact on a guy for years. I don't hate it. That's the alcohol talking. It's just so hot, I drank it all too quickly. He's peeking again. By the way, this game has some of the best friggin' music. Like, this is that classic porn music when the people that were writing it actually gave a fuck. And when porn actually had music to the scenes. You know, I was talking with a guy in a... It was a comment section. And we were talking about how good classic porn music actually is. And it was, you know, it was a big comment section, and a guy said, no, for real, some of those classic porn tunes are bangers. I think this was a heavy metal comment section. And people were actually admitting, hey, they actually used to give a shit and make really good porn music back in the day. I got a lot of those old movies, and literally just for the music, because some of that music is just awesome. It's really good. He's peeking again. Maybe I can mess with him a little. That wouldn't be too bad, would it? I need some more sun cream anyway. Maybe I should ask him to help. Oh, and by the way, you know, there are people like this composer that are trying to bring that sound back, but it's hit or miss. Because some people, they can do it, and they can get it dead on, and some people, it just doesn't work. It doesn't have the feeling. Like this. This is perfect. This is exactly how it should sound. But alright, guys, on that note, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time with more My Bimbo Dream on Grimm's, almost said Hentai Corner, but nope, that's next month. Uncanny Valley, I'm out. See you next time, guys.